Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in.
Hey. Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Sheena Show. I got something special and interesting for you today. So I don't usually have guests on my podcast, almost never. So I was actually telling Meg and Julie here, like, oh, I don't know what the process is. We're just going to wing it and hope that it comes out all right. But I have Meg and Julie, who are the founders of Sip and Script. If you haven't, hello. Hi, Meg and Julie. Hey. I will definitely let them, you know, tell you the story and all about their company. But if you've never heard of Sip and Script, they are, I feel like, a huge name in the calligraphy industry. At least when I stumbled upon you guys specifically because I was doing some research for a workshop I wanted to give on how to teach calligraphy. And I started looking around, like just on Google, for Los Angeles, like calligraphy were in-person workshops. And I couldn't find any. It was so weird. This is, for anybody listening to the podcast in the future, hello, future people. This is July 2023. So like a couple years out, maybe 1-2 years out of the pandemic. I don't know what's kind of happened in the landscape, but anyway, come bringing it back around. Sip and Script was like first thing that popped up on all my Google searches. I was like, who, this is cool. I gotta like talk to these folks. And, here we are. Meg and Julie were so kind to come on. So maybe, Meg, do you want to start and just kind of introduce yourself briefly and tell us how Sip and Script came to be?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having us on. We're so excited. So I'm Meg, and I met Julie back in 2015. We were independent wedding calligraphers. So we each had our own businesses doing our own thing. And back in 2015, it was just very different landscape on social media and the calligraphy world. We knew nothing about. I knew of Julie because she was in the Boston area, and so was I. So like, that's the only like calligraphy little world that I knew was whoever was like doing weddings in our area. Yeah. So we met at a wedding vendor event called the Big Fake Wedding, and we were both there as calligraphers. And so we were both kind of like, huh, why is she here if I'm here? Like, we were both like going into it, like, what's going on? And so when we met, we just hit it off right away. It was so fun to chat. And we're like, let's do a holiday class together. Like that might be fun, like a card making class, because this was August. And we dove right into it. We ended up planning an event. We were just kind of winging it the entire way. We had no idea what we were doing, what we were even going to talk about. Booked that class, and we just threw it up on our individual Instagrams. And that class ended up selling out at like 60 people. We rented a big warehouse, like decorated it, like had our husband and our family there. Like it was so much fun, but we just thought it would be like this one time fun collab to do together. And like, then we'd each go back to our little wedding work stuff and like do that. And so that's kind of how like we met and got it started, because at that class, everyone was like, well, when's the Valentine's Day one? And we were like, what? Like, we're going to do this again, like kind of thing. And so it just, one thing led to another. And obviously, now we have a team of calligraphers teaching all across the US, and we host a bunch of classes every single day. So
Oh my God. And we're going to get into that. I totally botched the intro there, y'all. No. And forgot to mention that like Sip and Script works with calligraphers all around the country and trains them to be teachers. And that's how they offer workshops all around the country, which we're going to get real into how that works. But Julie, I want to hear from you. And do you have anything to add? Like what was your just kind of brief background with calligraphy?
Yeah. So I was, right after college, I jumped into sales. So I did that for, I did that for about 5 or 6 years. And then I, started my family. So I was technically a stay-at-home mom when I started dabbling in calligraphy. At first I thought I was going to get into watercolor painting. And then I like tried that, and it was a huge bust. Like that is the most, I mean, it was crazy. I just realized I did not have a lot of talent in that area. So
I tried that too. And I'm like, much harder than it looks.
Yeah. You go on Pinterest and you're like, why are these flowers not looking like these flowers?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then I discovered calligraphy, and I'd always dabbled with it when I was a kid too, because I would use the felt markers with the angled tips. And yeah. My mom did calligraphy. She would always do, you know, birth announcements for our neighbors and family. So I was like, oh, calligraphy. I used to do that. So just kind of jumped into that. And like Meg said, it was like the wild, wild west in Boston, especially because it was such a great area. Brides wanted calligraphy, but there weren't a lot of calligraphers. It was almost like, you know, when I worked with printers, they were like, all of our calligraphers retired. Like they're like 80 years old now. Like it kind of like skipped a generation. So it was cool to bring that back. And now it's awesome because there are so many calligraphers. And the thing we love is that no one has the same writing. Like it's, you know, between all of our instructors, Meg and I can tell you whose writing is whose.
Yeah.
We just know the style. It's so funny.
That's super cool. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. You started off with this one workshop, 60 students. That's nuts. I can't imagine helping that many students with their calligraphy, but that's awesome. And it kind of grew into what it is today. So tell me how it works today. Who's your script squad? How do you find them? How do you bring them on, and how does your partnership work?
Yeah. So it started, you know, Julie and I taught every single class. Like a lot of people don't know that. And I always say to people to it on Instagram, especially now in this day and age, like it can look like someone's an overnight success and, you know, oh, she learned calligraphy and now she has her business and she was able to quit her job and she does calligraphy. Like it looks like that online. It could look like that. But honestly, like what you don't see is Julie and I taught every single class together for 2 years all around New England.
Yeah.
Working out the kinks. Like we did everything. Like we were just, you know, troubleshooting, like finding out what worked, what didn't. We would drive like 4 hours down to Rhode Island, like do a class, come home. I was working as an occupational therapist at the time too. So I'd work at my hospital, change out of my scrubs, get ready for class, throw my board in the car and like bomb all over Boston just to like get these classes. And at some points, Julie and I were teaching 4 a week. Like you were having like all of your family babysit for you and like running out. Like it was just kind of crazy. And like you forget, like now we're going to be turning 8. Mm-hmm. Like the first 2 years was just like, us grinding it out, figuring out what worked and what we wanted to do from here.
Meg says grinding, except I had small children at the time. So I like twist my arm. Oh, I have to go to this bar or restaurant. You know, I got to go here. And like my family never saw me. Like couldn't get me out of the house quick enough. It was, you know, it felt like we were in a band on tour. It was awesome. Yeah. I loved it.
Okay. So how did you approach the, at what point did you decide, okay, we need to bring other people on?
So we didn't even do that. They approached us and we're like, that's so crazy. Anyone can teach calligraphy. Why would you want to teach a sip and script? We're like, obviously we love it. And, you know, but we just realized it, what a brand it is. And, you know, it's a great way to, you know, get your friends to go to an event, a sip and script. It's just, you know, we just love the vibe. It's a great brand.
And I will jump in and say our husbands, like they've been very supportive, like since the beginning. And they kept saying to us, like, why don't you have instructors help you? And we were like, we can't do like, we don't know how to do that. Like, no, like it's Julia and me, like we teach everything. That's what we do. And so they kind of like put the bug in our ear, I would say. And when we posted we said we need a summer intern just to help us with like the ink prep and the nibs and like events and things like that. Maybe come take pictures. We posted an intern position and Jess, who was our first hire, applied to that. And we saw her work and we're like, you're too like talented to be an intern. Like she might be a great first instructor to try out. Cause meanwhile, we were like trying to work on that program and like what that would look like to have an instructor learn how to teach like we teach.
Yeah.
And so when it was kind of like the stars aligned with the timing and we had told her like, no, you're too, you know, we have other plans. So she kept following up with us and we were like, we're not ready.
I know, we kind of actually ghosted her for a while.
Yeah.
Just because we then had to, you know, when we were thinking of expanding, you know, a lot goes into that. It's not just like, hey, here you go, come teach our class. Like this is our baby. This is our intellectual property. We had to, you know, find a lawyer, put together a contract, and, you know, also learn the ABCs of, you know, really starting a business, because before it was just us teaching classes. Yeah. Like the business aspect of it is like, we didn't pay ourselves. We put it all into, you know, someday if we want to do a website, like we just keep on throwing it into the pot. So we're like, okay. And then the lawyer was like, I'll find that pot. I'll find that pot of gold. Yeah. And a lot of it went towards the lawyer for putting together our first contract.
Yeah.
Dang.
And I always say that too, but people don't know is that like Julie and I were, we've talked about this too, like what you can make from classes like is great. And, you know, the revenue there, we just, like Julie said, put it all into an account. Like I had my own job at the time. Like Julie was taking on a lot of weddings. I had weddings on the side too. So it wasn't like we needed to pay ourselves for a very long time. And we didn't for years. We didn't pay ourselves a dime. Like we'd be like, oh, you know, let's do this or let's do that. Like one-off things.
And then the husbands were like, hey, aren't you going out at four nights a week to do work? Where's any of that?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, this is so fascinating because you're right. I think people could look at your business now and like the really professional website and the Facebook ads and the Google ads and how, you know, you work with so many instructors and think I could never do that. That seems way too complicated. How do you even manage people and assign tasks and make sure people are doing what they're doing? And what I'm hearing from you is you just took it one goddamn step at a time.
Yes.
And it was kind of a natural progression. But I do want to ask you, like, how did you make that like mental and emotional leap from just, we're doing this thing together. It's maybe not even a business. We're not paying ourselves to like, we're going to actually go for it and hire a lawyer and put this into place and figure out what the profit margins are and do all that. What did that look
like? I think a lot of people start out with fake it till you make it. And that's basically what we were doing. So it did take, you know, a little bit of, it was very nerve wracking contacting a lawyer, because again, we were still kind of like, we had to put a lot of confidence into ourselves of like, no, this could be something. Like, I think we have something special here.
Yeah.
And obviously we knew that. And the more, I mean, I think talking to family and friends too, and getting a lot of different opinions, not just, you know, your friends, but just talking to, you know, all different types of, you know, people with different jobs of just like, hey, what do you think about this? And they would just ask like simple questions. And as long as you could have that conversation with them, where you could hold a conversation with them about, you know, where you see the vision of it, they're like, I think you're onto something. So I think having those, you know, they're kind of uncomfortable conversations too. Because again, in the beginning, you kind of feel like, you know, what am I doing here? You know, I don't really know. But just putting yourself out there, the more experience you got with talking about your business, I think helped a lot to kind of, you know, put it into fruition.
Yeah. So okay, go ahead, Meg.
Sorry. No, I was going to say too, like, I think it's so different approaching a business that we ended up scaling. Like calligraphy is something that Julie and I loved. Like it was our passion. We weren't sitting there like, what's a good business idea? Like this all evolved like so naturally. It wasn't like, how can we make money? Like it was something that we both loved so much. We were actively doing it ourselves. We were teaching ourselves. We had wedding clients ourselves. We had our own businesses individually. And then when we came together and started doing this and obviously saw the potential, but that took us years. Again, Julie and I teaching together by ourselves for 2 years. We brought on Jess, our first instructor, who had applied for that internship. When we did eventually onboard her, she was our only teacher. Like we then again went back to square one and working out every single kink with just Jess. It wasn't like, okay, let's add in all of these people right out the gate. Like we were like, let's see how this works with her teaching Sip and Script and how it works with her, you know, teaching a class, how we do it. And we were kind of definitely like, hover parents like on her and like, we'd go to her classes and watch her. So, like,
that, honestly, like, that's not nerve wracking for poor Jess at all.
Yeah. Right. So we don't do that anymore, but it was like, it was making us like, we learned a lot by doing that and teaching her and training her and getting her independent and teaching her own thing. And then slowly just start growing around New England again. So small, like just a New England team. And then we started expanding, to like a long distance instructor with Stephanie, in South Carolina. So like that again was the years. And I think that was really the turning point where I stopped taking wedding clients. Like at the time, like I just wanted to only work on sip and script in weddings. I was just kind of so burnt out from, you know, working with brides. And that's really when I started having the conversation with my husband about cutting back up my hospital, the hours that I worked there, and really just like diving headfirst into sip and script.
Yeah. Dang. Okay. So how do you work with your instructors now? What's the process if someone is interested? Like, I want to be a sip and script instructor.
So we basically, you know, a lot of times people reach out to us and they're like, hey, I noticed you're not in my city. I'm totally interested. And the first thing we like to ask them is like, you know, thanks for reaching out. Can you show us your work? Like, do you have an Instagram? Because the big thing is, you know, it's very, you know, we want them to be on social media because you are marketing yourself. You are marketing your classes. So we do want you to have that, you know, ability to market yourself. Yeah. So we like to check out their work. You know, all of our instructors have beautiful letters, beautiful work. So we love, you know, the best thing is to show us your Instagram and re-scroll it. And we're like, oh my God, this is great. Okay. Then you like to read the captions, kind of see what their personality is, because you can have the prettiest letters in the world, but to teach a class is like a whole other ball game. So we really kind of want you to be able to, you know, captivate a crowd, hold a room. So we usually, you know, we jump on a Zoom and, you know, do small interview.
Okay. So why do calligraphers want to work with you instead of going out and teaching their own workshops? Like, where's the synergy that you are bringing to the table?
So we always kind of think it is like with any business, what problem does it solve? And for this is we have all of our instructors are creatives, and throwing in the business side of it. And not the business side of like growing your business, but the business side of like transactions, customer service, websites. Websites is the big one. Managing a website, you know, the marketing of classes, advertising and all that. That's really where Sip and Script is able to help you market yourself and have people come to your classes and sign up for it.
Okay, got it.
And I will say too, like a lot of what we heard from instructors and, you know, our calligraphers, they obviously are very talented at they're all so talented. Like we're blown away by them on a daily basis. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, like how did you do that? So they, you know their art, they know calligraphy. They're so well-versed in all of that. But then for whatever reason, like they would get nervous, like going to teach it. So like they would kind of come to us and say like, and all the interviews that we've done, you know, when we're onboarding them, it's like, I don't feel confident like building a curriculum from scratch. And that does seem daunting, you know, if you're thinking about it. Yeah. And Julie and I have done it so many times, like that we worked out all those kinks and we're so confident we know how to host a successful class in the exact minute by minute playbook is what we give them on, you know, this is when you transfer a student from this nib to the next nib. This is when you do basic strokes and so on and so on. And it's like they came to us for that help. And we just hand it over to them and on our training platform and say, here you go.
Got it.
And also I think the community is the other huge part of it too, because with all our Sip and Script instructors, we have an awesome messaging system. Like we use Slack. So we just have so many different channels and it's not all about teaching. It's pricing for your business as well. Also great to just, get to know people all across the country.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, we only knew New England calligraphers. Uh-huh. So it is cool because it just starts an awesome conversation about any topic you want.
Yeah. With people who are like very much in the same position as you are and interested in the same things. That's cool. Okay. So the way I understand it is you guys provide the curriculum and all the materials too, like the tools, the nib, mm-hmm. ink, like the instructors can get them from you, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't have to deal with coming up with their own curriculum, the workbook. This is what I hear from so many people who want to teach us, how do I make a workbook, and source all the tools and stuff. But then the instructors themselves are responsible for finding the venue in their town, right? And then for some part of the marketing as well.
Yes. So basically, you know, we love that everyone, like we obviously know great places to check out in Boston, in New England, in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. But the huge benefit of having an instructor starting in, you know, Omaha, Nebraska is Bailey knows, you know, oh, this would be the perfect venue. So like they already kind of understand like what would work, what wouldn't. Yeah. And it's awesome because we have instructors who move cities and we're like, oh no, calligraphy is just like nursing. Like you can teach and nurse anywhere. Like we love it. Like we'll go with you. Where do you want to teach? So it's cool because it's also a great way to discover your new city and, you know, put yourself out there, check out some new places. So it really works out that way. And then with the, advertising, Meg, you can definitely, she's the advertising queen.
Yeah. So we handle all of the paid ads for them. Like when we say marketing, what we expect from an instructor would be to, you know, share on their socials, talk about their classes, post the details, communicate with their venues, about, you know, what the venue is going to be posting, provide them the video or graphic or whatever it is that they're, you know, wanting the venue to talk about. So that's what we expect on their end. But on our end, we handle all the paid advertising, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all of that.
Yeah.
Do you understand too with
Yes, I do. I clicked on your website and then got followed around on Facebook for a while with Sip and Script classes. I was like, oh, they're doing Facebook ads. That's so cool. No, that's a really cool it does solve a huge problem. It's like a I forget the technical word for it, but like economies of scale, I guess, where you're able to kind of do a lot of the back end things and really bring it all together so that the instructors can focus on the stuff that they need to focus on. And I really like that you said that you're looking for people who are willing to be out there and market themselves and show some personality. Like you can't just rely, even with a company like Sip and Script, you can't just show up with just calligraphy skills and hope that somebody else does everything for you and hope that you're going to make money off of it. It is very, very different being a skillful calligrapher and being a skillful business person. They're like two entirely different skill sets that it can be really fun to learn the other one. But
And we always say that, you know, we have to command a room. Some of our classes are, you know, 20 plus people. Like you need to be able to manage that. And we teach you how to do it, but you know, we can only hold your hand so far. Like you need to feel confident going into the building and teaching. And that's what we say, you know, if you go through our training, like you will be well-versed on how to do that and you'll, you know, feel confident to do it and have a team behind you backing you up. So it's just, you know, if they're comfortable with that.
And you guys can share as much or as little as you feel comfortable with, but I understand like generally it's a kind of a profit split situation. So the instructor takes part, you guys take part, and you're kind of working together to put these workshops on. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So yeah, we're going to link y'all all of the Sip and Script information in the show notes. So if any calligraphers, if you guys are taking teachers, I don't know if you'll pull up and I want to get into that conversation too, kind of how calligraphy has changed, but we'll put all the information in the show notes. Were you going to say something?
Yeah. So, the way it works with the profit share, we do a 60% to the instructor, 40% to Sip and Script. So the 40% includes everything that we have talked about, you know, the paid ads, the onboarding, the training platform, the customer service, which we didn't mention yet. But I think that is something that a lot of people underestimate how much work goes into that. So if a student is canceling, you know, any, you know, day of or week of or needs to transfer.
Find parking, just all sorts of things come up.
Even with the venues, like our air conditioner broke, or there's no power, or you know what? I don't think this business exists today. Like we've had that where they show up and they close their doors the day before and didn't tell anyone. So there's a lot of juggling going on in the background.
Okay.
And the best part is with customer service, it's so funny because some people, again, they see Sip and Script, they think, you know, this big corporate, you know, corporation. And it's like Meg and I at our computers at home, like being like, we're figuring this out. Like we'll transfer you. And we have an awesome customer service team, which we're so blessed that a lot of our instructors, you know, we hire as contractors too, because they know the business and they know calligraphy. So, you know, we're able to do that as well.
Yeah. So that's a big portion of it. Ads obviously are majority of it. And, you know, the website fees and running all of that and, you know, just the general business things. So that's kind of what goes into.
If you look at workshop economics, I mean, you basically, the more students you have, the more profitable your workshop is. So that's going to be the number one concern for everybody out there teaching calligraphy workshops is how do you fill your classes? And if you can have some sort of a nationwide platform where someone Google searches calligraphy workshops and Sip and Script pops up and they find you. Mm-hmm. It's a really valuable source, you know, that you wouldn't be able to tap otherwise as a, you know, solopreneur just in your place. So
I would say too, like our instructors, like we've never changed that profit share. That was it out of the gate. We felt, you know, that was a fair split. And it's like, if we would feel comfortable switching that, if at any point we're like, this is too much or too little or whatever it is. But our instructors, like, they could do we ask of them to do 2 classes a month. And some of those classes, like we have like a couple instructors that just post their 2 classes. They're, you know, 20 something people in each class, and they're making thousands of dollars a month from us just for their classes. So it does.
Too nice.
It is
very,
Yeah.
Always, like, we love that too, because they're like, oh, this is, you know, going towards my student loans, or this is going towards this. And like, they're always like telling us that. So, it's we are very proud of that and happy about it.
Yeah. A few of my students for sure have become Sip and Script instructors. And the ones I've talked to are all like, yeah, we love it. It works for us. Yeah. It's totally, we don't want it. We wouldn't have done it ourselves if we didn't have the backing. So, anyway,
that's awesome.
I think it's amazing what you guys have built. That totally solves the problem, and that works for like all the parties involved. So I did want to ask you, so a couple more questions before we close out. I don't want to keep you too long, but how do you feel like the calligraphy industry has changed over the past 8 years that you've been in it?
I'll dive in.
Too much for words.
I'll dive in. We've kind of talked about this before too, but since we started, social media was just such a different place. And I, you know, I got into calligraphy. I really liked doing hand lettering on signs. And so then it kind of like, I didn't know really what calligraphy was. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I want to do calligraphy. Like, I think I found it through Pinterest, like going down a rabbit hole. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, that makes sense. This is what I'm doing. This is what I want to learn. And so that's kind of our approach too, on, you know, getting students. Like, it's like so many people out there like think it's such a beautiful art, but they might not necessarily know like, oh, this is called modern calligraphy. And this is like really cool and really casual. Our classes are meant to appeal to anyone that, you know, it's not like this stuffy, like profession that only wedding calligraphers can do, or it's like something that, you know, the White House calligraphers do and that's it. Like, this can be a very casual hobby that you just, you know, doodle with, or you take out your pens and nib once in a while to just have fun with. And so that's our whole approach to these classes since the very first class, when Julie and I didn't know what we were doing and we just wanted to throw a party and have fun with it.
Yeah.
That still is the case today. Like, we want it approachable to as many people as possible. So, but, you know,
do you find that more and more people nowadays like actually know what calligraphy is?
I definitely think, it has like exploded in popularity, I think, you know, especially since we first started and it's just, you know, it's something that we want to get in front of as many people as we can. Like, it's just something that people can do to chill out.
And I'll add on to that, because I remember when Meg and I were getting started, we took a couple workshops, and it was just the reason why we came up with Sip and Script is because we wanted to be more approachable to learn calligraphy. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to be something that you could invite your neighbor or your sister to, instead of being like, hey, would you like to invest in a new hobby with me that's going to be $300, like, to go to this workshop? So we're like, no, we really want it to be something where, you know, our base price is $65. And if they want to do it, yes, they finally experienced it. They saw it on Pinterest. They always wanted to, you know, try it out. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, either keep practicing and go with it, or it's not like, oh my God, I, you know, invested all this money into calligraphy and it wasn't for me. So we really wanted to give it that approachability. And also just the self-care aspect of it, of just like relaxing, going to a happy hour, but also like doing something, like learning something with it. So like, you're always going to want to, you know, hey, we get to go for drinks, so we get to do dinner. We love the fact that you can actually do something that it very well could be, you know, a path to a new profession for you too. So that is the cool factor of it. It's like, you might have your aha moment and absolutely love it and just like dig into it. So it's cool to have that opportunity, you know, present itself, you know, in the most random places.
So I guess what I'm hearing for everybody who's listening is that industries do shift and change. And like certainly a craft like calligraphy rises and falls in popularity, but it just, you shift with it. It doesn't mean that it's going to be exactly the same all the time. Like maybe it's not all $300 formal traditional calligraphy script workshops that people are interested in, but now it's a little more casual, a little shorter. And this is how business is, right? Like you can't ever expect it to just stay the same. Like you get to the top of the mountain and now you're there. No, things are constantly shifting. The economy is shifting. People's tastes are shifting. The technology and platforms and that all, it's kind of like riding that wave. That is one of the most important things in business. Okay. So that leads me to my final question, which is what's the best thing and the hardest thing about running your business?
I would say the best thing is that we're doing it together. And I'm not to be like lovey-dovey, but like Meg is my work wife. Like she is like, it's funny. She's like one of my best friends through it. And it's great because we don't hang out in person that much, but like I, you know, reach out to her for so many things besides business. It's great. It's great to have that partner. And I think, you know, we respect the heck out of each other and trust each other. And that is, you know, priceless.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say too, like that was what, you know, drew me to Julie. Like we are kind of like yin and yang, like we're opposite, but work well, so well together. And like, I always say, like, I wouldn't advise people to just like go start a business with a stranger, like off the street. Like we didn't know each other and here we are, like, it's like yeah. 8 years later and it worked. Like we're so thankful and very lucky that that all worked out great. Mm-hmm. But it is true. Like a lot of it is like, you know, calligraphers and our team, they are working in their office on their wedding envelopes by themselves. Like, mm-hmm. so being able to work with someone, find your calligraph friend, like within the squad, is something that we always love to see. And that happens a lot too. It's like you have coworkers. And so that is always like such a great thing with calligraphy where it's traditionally like just a calligrapher in their office, like writing away for hours on end, but you know, having the community with it is just the best.
Okay. Yes. All right. Most challenging thing about running your business?
I think just having, you know, so many different types of personalities. Like before, when it was just Meg and I, maybe we'd have like one or two instructors. You felt like so close to them because you would kind of, you know, guide them through everything. Now that we've grown, it is, you know, it's you're always managing to like touch base with people, keeping up with instructors. And mm-hmm. it does take a lot of work. And, you know, it's also tough when like we'll be doing awesome in some cities with ads and all of a sudden, why is this other city? Like, why am I selling tickets? Like, you're like, we're trying our best because you do have to roll with it. It's a seasonal thing as well. But like some summers it's crazy busy and other summers it's quiet. Like it all depends on, you know, it's events company. Like it's, I always say it's Hollywood, baby. Like you got to go with it. And you know, it's something we're always like, now it's cool because we have enough years in us to be able to try to, you know, track these patterns, but we're always learning at the same time. Again, because of events, you're always, you know, running around with your head chopped off. It's always wild. There's always some fire to put out.
Yeah.
But again, just having the right team, having, you know, an awesome support system and also just like staying positive. Like that's the biggest thing with events, because if you get in a slump and you're just kind of like, nothing's going right. Like people can hear it in your voice. They can, you know, it's just always trying to like, you know, keep, looking at the bright side and being like, okay, it's events. Like there'll be peaks and valleys, but just like staying true to yourself and, you know, riding it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that too. That's the hardest part, I would say, is like just every day is a little different and every day is a new challenge. Literally, like one day we'll be working on something and the next we have something totally a different curveball thrown our way. Mm-hmm. Like we probably should have been put out of business during COVID and somehow we weren't, you know what I mean? Like,
that's amazing. That's like a whole other podcast episode.
I'm so glad we didn't even bring up Zoom once on this.
Yes. Yes.
We didn't even have that in our business plan.
Wow. Right.
So it's just like learning as you go and you know, we definitely, it can be a challenge, but it's great.
Okay.
I think a sense of humor is key too, because, you know, even when you want to cry, like just, you know, finding humor whenever you can helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Meg and Julie. That was a beautiful and enlightening conversation. And I think mostly it's really relatable and inspiring. Oh, cliche words. We need to find new words for that. But see, really, like, it's so many things that you said where you just kind of started out not knowing what you were doing and you put it together and you figured it out step by step. And the fact that you look so put together and polished right now and like a huge company doesn't necessarily mean that on the back end. And if you really, everybody who's looking into going into business, if you look at the back ends of like the biggest, most successful companies, they're a shit show too. You just don't, nobody has it all together. It's a myth. So, and then just this kind of continuously, you're learning how to manage people, you're rolling with it. Sometimes things go awry, mostly things go awry. And you just kind of have to keep going and remember why you started. And it helps to get, you know, a best friend to do it with too. Very cool. Thank you guys so much. Again, I will put Sip and Scripts information in the show notes if you're interested in checking them out. If you want to just Google Sip and Script, probably you'll probably see a workshop pop up.
Or just say it out loud and it'll just start popping out. Just say it loud.
Listen to you. Like suddenly you're getting Facebook ads. Yeah. Yes, that's how it works. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
So much for your time.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Yeah. All right. See y'all next time.
Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.